California lawmakers reached a deal to close the state's $26 billion budget gap just yesterday, agreeing on $15 billion in spending cuts. Of those cuts, $9 billion will be from education, $1.3 billion from state worker furloughs, and $1.2 billion from the prison system. The Democratic-controlled legislature is expected to vote on the budget this Thursday. Meanwhile, anticipating the severe cuts to education, University of California leaders voted last Thursday to enforce a furlough plan for 80% of its workers. With $813 million in cuts to account for, the Board of Regents overwhelmingly approved the plan by a margin of 20 to 1. If accepted by employee unions, the furlough slated to start on September 1st would mandate the taking of unpaid leave equal to a 4 to 10% reduction. Meanwhile, the Cal State University Board of Trustees is convening today in Long Beach to discuss and vote on plans for a possible 20% fee increase for students. The proposal by CSU Chancellor Charles Reed would follow a 10% tuition hike already approved in May and would raise the annual cost of education to over $4,000. In addition to possible fee increases, the CSU system announced earlier this month that applications for the spring 2009 semester are closed in an effort to reduce enrollment by 40,000 students over the next 2 years. Cal State has also sought approval of a furlough plan from its unionized employees. In response to all the measures that would raise fees, close classes, and lay off faculty members, students from all over the Cal State System's 23 campuses are at this very moment convening outside of the Chancellor's office in Long Beach for a day-long protest. We now go live to that event with Vanessa Rojas. She's a student at Cal State Bakersfield. Welcome to Uprising, Vanessa.
Welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
We also, by the way, have Chris Newfield with us, a professor of English at UC Santa Barbara. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for covering this issue.
Vanessa, first let's talk to you about what's happening right now in front of Cal State Long Beach, the Chancellor's office. How many students and others are there, and what exactly are your demands?
Currently, we have about 35 students out here, along with professors and faculty and staff. And our demand is that the 32% fee hike basically not be passed, that the Board of Trustees and the Chancellor really consider the impact that this would have on future generations as well as current students in the CSU system.
So you're saying 32% because it was a 10% hike already approved, and now they're going to try to approve a 20% hike, so about 30%.
Right, that's correct, because cumulative total would be 32%.
Mm-hmm. Chris Newfield, I mentioned the UC, similar situation at the UC system. Can you talk about the potential layoffs of professors and other teaching faculty and other administration, and how that would devastate the UC system, in your opinion?
Well, they haven't announced layoffs as a systematic policy. They instead have said that the furloughs will prevent most layoffs in the short term. They're really not talking about that or giving numbers. The furloughs, however, will take faculty and staff out of the classroom and off the job for anywhere from 11 to 21 days next year. And there are faculty and staff that are at this moment planning to organize those furloughs so that they're as visible as possible and so that the state of California, the public and its leaders, have a clearer sense than they may have right now about the devastating effects of these kinds of economies.
Vanessa, how serious would these tuition hikes be for students? I mean, if tuition were to be raised 30%, what would that mean for a student like yourself?
When calculated, a 32% fee hike would be $1,000 annually. And so students like myself who are already doing the best that they can, working and, you know, trying to stay into the system, it would potentially mean accumulating either more debt or having to prolong the graduation.
And also, Vanessa, why is it that there are only 35 students at the protest right now? I mean, I'm imagining more may come in as the day progresses, but are enough students in the Cal State system aware of what's happening?
Oh, absolutely. We have actually students coming down from different CSUs. For example, we have a caravan that's coming down from San Francisco. We're expecting to have about 300 students, professors, and staff here. So I know that this is just the beginning. It's very early in the morning, but we're expecting throughout the day for our numbers to increase drastically.
Professor Newfield, I mentioned the news of the budget deal reached yesterday with $9 billion in cuts to education. What do you make of this whole political discussion in Sacramento with the Democrats being in the majority? There were no new tax cuts passed. So basically it means the Republicans won and the majority of the budget deal was based on cuts to spending.
Right. Well, we have a minority rule situation in where one-third of the Republicans can dictate policy to the rest, and we've had that for quite some time. So there's a political reform that has to happen. I think the other thing that people need to realize, too, is that these cuts have been built into public policy. The fee hikes that Vanessa's talking about have been built into public policy for 5 years under this thing called the Compact for Higher Education. And with the sense of financial crisis, most people think that there's really not that much point in protesting because there isn't any money. It's not true. California is a wealthy state. Its expenditures and its educational outcomes are now in the bottom 10 of the 50 states and approaching a 50th rapidly. So there's a sense of fatalism that I think has to be overcome, and what we're trying to do is instill a sense of the immediate effects of these kinds of cuts so that people will feel like they have no choice but to react and to fix things.
And Chris,
last thing about this. For me, it's just completely irresponsible to have a 100% cut budget solution. It's utterly imbalanced. It violates even the traditions of previous Republican governors. And I'm actually surprised that people aren't more outraged by the way that this is going.
I want to pose a question both to Chris and to Vanessa. At a time when the economic recession is pretty severe, young people in California, I imagine, are hoping to rely on getting a decent education in order to be more trained for those few jobs that are left out there. Yet the CSU is deliberately aiming for a 40,000 student reduction over the next couple of years. I mean, they're effectively saying we are going to deliberately educate fewer students. Chris, what is that going to mean for the future of California?
Well, California started out as a plantation state where they educated a small elite and everybody else was essentially functional. And they started making better decisions after World War I and especially after World War II. In the last 30 years, they've increased poverty and inequality more or less systematically with cuts. The flattening of expenditures for most public services and the reduction of the public service that is really future-oriented, which is K-12 in real terms, and especially higher education. I think that people don't understand the implications of this kind of a reversal. We built up all this principle after World War II. Tax cutters came in and were able to essentially act like spoiled children and just assume that all of that infrastructure and all of the investment was already there. The investment's over. The investment's been declining for 30 years, and we have no choice now but to build it back up. I just think it's short-sightedness right now and ignorance of the history.
Vanessa, your response on the fact that 40,000 students are going to be cut, and also I understand that just even things like transfers of students into the Cal State system from junior colleges have been stopped now for 2 years in a row. So students who started out at community colleges hoping to make it into a Cal State university are also being denied that.
I absolutely think that it's going to devastate the future because, as the professor was saying, this is a long-term impact and the implications of it are going to far extend. Education is an investment, and that's something that I think that we have to keep in mind because as you invest in education, you're also generating revenue and jobs. I mean, the students coming from the CSU are teachers, lawyers, you know, they're the future professors, and so when you cut back on them, you're cutting back on the future of California.
But also in terms of where these students are now going to go, Vanessa, what's going to happen to young people who either can't afford, not that it was ever seriously affordable, but even for those who could afford earlier but can't now, what's going to happen to them? Where are they going to go?
it's basically a closed-door situation, or they're going to have to change their career plans or find another manner to attain education because students, you know, who are trying to transfer in and unfortunately are now faced with the situation don't have a choice. So basically what we're saying is that this is closing the doors on them.
Vanessa, you mentioned earlier that the students at Cal State universities are quite aware of these fee hikes that are going to affect them. But do you think Californians at large understand what's happening?
I would hope so. I think that this is such a large-scale issue that I think that it's one that needs to be, you know, prioritize, and I think that we need to get informed and become activists and really just take these issues and educate others about them.
You came a pretty long way from Bakersfield to Long Beach. What's at stake for you personally?
Personally, I would say that my dreams. I'm going to be an English teacher, so for me, education is, you know, my pathway to get there. And I'm also taking into consideration the fact that my little brother and sister are dreaming about going to college one day. So for me, this is a not only a personal dream, but it's also a family dream that I'm fighting for and that I'm standing up for.
Vanessa Rojas is a student at Cal State Bakersfield. She's speaking to us via cell phone live from Long Beach in front of the chancellor's office, where students are going to be gathering all day today from all the way through 4 p.m. protesting where the chancellor's the Board of Trustees, rather, is meeting to vote on an additional 20% fee hike, raising the total fee hike to Cal State students to 32%. It's happening at 401 Golden Shore in Long Beach all day today through 4 p.m. Finally, Chris Newfield, you mentioned the attitude of sort of defeatism, but what can the Board of Trustees at Cal State Universities and UC Systems do when it's being handed down from the state? Aren't they in a difficult position at this time as well?
They are, but they haven't put out the crucial message to the legislature and to the public, which is that you can't have a great public university system, all three sectors that we've talked about, without having huge public financing.
The so you're saying that they've just sort of rolled over and accepted it?
Yeah. Their model is we can use private money to substitute for public. It's not true. It's just arithmetically false. But that message hasn't sunk in. It's more efficient, and it's more just as well to fund public higher education with public funds.
And so
and that's the message that they have not yet transmitted. They haven't really started to fight that particular battle.
Is it possible that this crisis is being used as a way to further privatize the university system?
Yeah, I don't think most people want that in the broad sense, but it's absolutely what's going to happen. There'll be gated communities of excellence, law schools and business schools and medical schools, and the general campuses that train undergraduates will become increasingly poor and increasingly unable to deliver the high quality to the large numbers that was the original vision of the master plan. Mm-hmm. But we could also appeal to the self-interest of Californians just economically. They are Herbert Hooverizing the California economy, even as we speak. Arnold Schwarzenegger is acting like the reincarnation of that terrible president, and he's taking money away from people, out of people's pockets, out of employees' pockets, and he's throwing students onto the street at a moment when there are no jobs for them.
Well, Chris Newfield, I want to wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chris Newfield is a professor of English at UC Santa Barbara. We've been discussing with him, as well as a student at Cal State Bakersfield, the current crisis facing both the UC and CSU systems. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, Aristotle once said, "All who have meditated on the art of governing mankind have been convinced that the fate of empires depends on the education of youth."